Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, Johnston County Social Services Board holds a special called meeting this morning after a 7-year-old was reportedly sexually assaulted at the department. We have a look at the investigation and what to expect from this meeting.
And we have a cold front on the way that's going to bring some big implications to our forecast. Some chilly temperatures this weekend and rain chances. We'll break that all down coming up.
Also today, the Wake County Animal Center is forced to close its doors for more than 30 days due to dog flu. This morning, we have a look at what they'll be doing during this time and how you can help. 4:30 is the time. Friday, October 6th is the date. We're so glad you're joining us here as we head towards the weekend. We'll bring you along for the ride. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for an HU. Yeah, finally Friday. Yeah. We made it. It's nice out there. It's a little cool. But, you know, we're heading into the weekend, and we could expect a little bit of rain. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a look over Lewisburg.
Yeah, and I know as we're planning here for the weekend, the big question is it going to cancel my plans, affect everything that's going on? I really don't think this rain that we're talking about is going to be a big-time factor for us in the forecast. But I'll walk you through Futurecast here in a second. Otherwise, it's Friday. Happy Friday morning to all of you. Here's a live look, our Lewisburg camera. There could be a little bit of patchy fog out there this morning. You saw a tiny bit of that kind of haziness there on the camera. We're at 65 in Raleigh, 65 in Durham, 59, one of our cool spots right now in Roxborough, 71 down to the south there in Goldsboro. We go through today, the front that's going to bring some changes for the weekend could spark up a few light showers both this morning and as we head into this afternoon and evening. There's a look at Futurecast by about lunchtime. It really is pretty hit or miss coverage, but I want to make you aware at least that we go through today. There's 5 o'clock as we head even into that Friday night football time frame. Most of this should be on the way out, but again, I can't rule it out completely. So a 30% chance for us today, a few showers. Otherwise, should be pretty comfortable. We're in the upper 70s and low 80s. We do, though, see some changes this weekend. Check out that chilly air that's on the way. These are morning temperatures here. So Sunday morning, waking up at 45, Monday morning at 44, guys. So that's going to be a big-time switch for us. We'll talk about here how long this lasts and any additional rain chances coming up here in a few minutes.
All right, thanks, Anthony. The family of a Duke graduate student that was shot and killed in Durham says the man charged with her murder was someone she considered a friend. Angela Reese died after being shot Monday morning at a house on Worth Street. Durham police arrested 30-year-old Stephon DeBose on Thursday and charged him with murder. In a phone interview with WREL, Angela's dad, Matt, told us the arrest gave their family some relief, but no more clarity. He says DeBose helped Angela move into Duke back in July. Angela's dad said she was a passionate, energetic, and outgoing person who was loved by so many. DeBose is currently in Durham County Jail without bond.
Autopsy results have been released in the shooting death of UNC professor Zijie Yin. New documents reveal he was shot several times during the on-campus attack. Investigators say Yin was identified by his UNC ID. He was found dead in his office at the Caudill Laboratory in August. Yin was an associate professor of applied physical sciences. Police say they still haven't found the weapon that was used in that killing. Happening this morning, the Johnston County Social Services will be holding a special called meeting. It comes after a 7-year-old may have been sexually assaulted by a teenager in an office at that department. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with what we know about this case and what to expect from this meeting. Kelsey.
Jeff, good morning. The Social Services Board will meet here in just a few hours for a closed meeting. And after this, we may get a better idea of how they're going to move forward. WREL Investigates spoke with the 7-year-old girl's mother. We're not using her name or showing her face to protect her daughter's identity. The mother shared records of her daughter's visit to the emergency department at Wake Med, which states she was touched by another 17-year-old male in the custody of Child Protective Services. Well, they were coloring in the office. Smithfield police confirmed that they are investigating an aggravated assault with sexual motives.
She's at an age where she understands now. So that's going to go with her for the rest of her life. And I know how that feels. And I don't want my child to feel like that.
And when we asked Johnson County DSS about how this could have happened at one of their offices and whether the children were supervised, they didn't answer our questions directly. Instead, they sent us a statement saying that they are taking the allegations seriously and cooperating with police. So we'll learn more after that board meeting that's scheduled for 9 a.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Johnson County.
The search for a new Speaker of the House is heating up on Capitol Hill. That's where you're looking live right now. In a post to social media just after midnight, former President Donald Trump gave his endorsement. Trump says he is backing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for the role. In a post to Truth Social, Trump called Jordan a star who is respected by all and said he will be a great Speaker of the House. This comes after speculation that Trump was considering a visit to Capitol Hill to meet with Republicans about his own interest in serving as Speaker. And we are just a half hour away from the learning who will be honored with this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The announcement is expected at 5 o'clock this morning. It will be made by the Norwegian Nobel Committee. We'll update you when we learn who the winner is.
In just a few hours, we'll get new data about the nation's job growth. Economists expect it to show job creation through the final months of the year, but at a slower pace, which is a good thing. We're expecting anywhere between 100,000 and 170,000 new jobs for September. It's a step back from August when the private sector added 187,000 new jobs. It's only slightly below pre-pandemic levels. NC State economist Mike Walden says here in the Triangle, the tech industry is still hiring after the boom during COVID.
The entire Triangle is hot and has been hot for a while. So if you're here in the Triangle looking for a job, you're in one of the best places to be in the country.
According to a recent poll by WRAL TechWire, 63% of tech leaders expect company growth through the end of the year. 62% include hiring. Government, education, healthcare, manufacturing, construction, and leisure hospitality are all industries that are also hiring new workers right now.
And happening today, the Wake County Animal Center will shut its doors for more than a month as it desperately tries to stop the spread of dog flu. We are told at least three dogs at the center have died from the virus. For the next 35 days, the Animal Center will be on lockdown and quarantine. This means that people won't be able to adopt a furry friend or surrender a pet during this time. This morning, prevention is top of mind for pet owners, boarding facilities, and also doggy daycares. Wake County Animal Center says that you can help them out during this closure by rehoming your own pet. Also, if you find a stray, try to find its owner and consider getting your pet vaccinated.
It's been a long, bumpy road, but good news for UNC football fans. Wide receiver Tez Walker will be eligible to play in tomorrow's game against Syracuse.
You're eligible.
The team posted this video to social media yesterday showing the moment Coach Mack Brown broke the news to Walker. The NCAA declared him ineligible earlier this year because he had transferred twice. Fans, players, coaches, even Governor Cooper lobbied for him to get a waiver for eligibility. And yesterday, the NCAA reversed its earlier decision. He joins a UNC team that is 4-0 right now in the season, 14th ranked in the country. The Tar Heels host Syracuse tomorrow, 3:30 at Keenan Stadium.
Well, congratulations to Wake County's new principal of the year, Winston Pierce from Farmington Woods Elementary in Cary. The ceremony was last night at the Angus Barn in Raleigh. Pierce has been principal of Farmington Woods since 2010 and has been a finalist for the award multiple times. She spoke about what the honor meant to her.
Proud to be a member of the Wake County Public School System, but I'm just humbled. This is a peer-initiated honor, and to be validated in the work that I love doing each and every day by the other wonderful principals in our district is just an incredible honor.
Leslie Anderson was named Assistant Principal of the Year. She's currently the Assistant Principal at Willow Spring High School and has been with the district for 10 years.
Carolina Panthers are alone at the bottom, the only winless team left in the NFL. A name familiar to Panthers fans, played a huge role in getting the Chicago Bears their first win of the season last night. DJ Moore caught 8 passes for 230 yards and 3 touchdowns. Bears rolled over the Washington Commanders 40-20. Bears get their first win of the season. They're 1-4 now. Panthers will try to get that first win Sunday on Fox 50. They'll be in Detroit playing the Lions. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Then at 7 on WRAL's Football Night in America, followed by the Dallas Cowboys taking on the San Francisco 49ers for Sunday Night Football. That kicks off at 8:20.
Well, just ahead for us, a child's death prompts an urgent recall. What parents need to know about a potentially dangerous candy that's popular among children.
Plus, bed bugs in Paris. What's being done to combat the bug infestation that is taking over that city?
And you're looking live at Raleigh this morning. Anthony Baglione is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now, tracking rain chances for this weekend and a big drop in temperatures.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Anthony Baglione in for Elizabeth here on this, in some areas, rainy start here for our Friday. Check out our camera in Clinton right now. It is really coming down. The roads are wet and we see the cars moving along smoothly, but just you may want to plan for some extra time in that part of our viewing area. There is where we sit right now on radar. You can really see that batch down to the south. There is more back to the west, but this is the focus here that we're watching that kind of came in from offshore, and that's where we're seeing it push through right now, is just to the southeast of Fayetteville. Clinton really seeing it pretty come down pretty heavily right there. This is all pushing up toward Fayetteville, I-95, as we go into the next couple of hours. So plan for a few light showers as we go in through today. We'll walk through all of this on Futurecast coming up in a few minutes.
All right, thank you, Anthony. A suspect appeared in court for the first time since being charged with killing a 17-year-old in Raleigh. 23-year-old David Addy is accused of shooting Dante Ruffin Jr. A judge denied bond yesterday for Addy. Ruffin recently graduated from high school. He was shot in this park on New Hope Road Monday night. His mother, Jessica Harris, says her son was hanging out with friends when he was shot multiple times.
He was silly. He had a great personality. He would give the shirt off his back for anyone. He loved family. He loved his friends. He was such a lovable person.
Investigators are still working to determine what led up to that shooting.
There's a big solution for Durham City employees. A decision has been made to give them all bonuses after weeks of back and forth negotiations. This includes sanitation workers, police, and fire. The amount of the bonuses depends on annual salaries. Employees who make less will get bigger bonuses. The approval came after city councilors suspended the rules to allow them to take this vote at the work session.
I count it as a win. I mean, because they're going to find the money to make sure that everybody is treated fairly. And we're with that.
Employees will use the bonuses and see them hit their accounts sometime in November. It'll cost about $6.5 million for the city. Some city councilors say they want to find more money for employees as well.
The town of Nashville won't have a social district downtown. Social districts have been popping up in a number of communities, including Raleigh. It's where people can walk down the street with open alcoholic beverages. In a unanimous vote, the Nashville City Council decided against allowing one downtown. They agreed to consider a social district in the area called the Junction at a later date.
There's a recall alert parents need to hear. A popular candy is being recalled after a child choked and died. It is for Candy Dynamics 2-ounce to 3-ounce rolling liquid candies. The flavors are blue raz, strawberry, sour apple, and black cherry. These candies were sold from June 2015 to July of this year. Coco Candy and KGR Distribution have also recalled nearly 146,000 units of their Coco Candy rolling candy.
Paris is the city of light, but now it's more like the city of bite because of an infestation of bed bugs. Posts on social media in recent weeks have shown the bugs crawling around high-speed trains and on the Paris metro. There have also been reports of infestations at movie theaters and the waiting area of Charles de Gaulle Airport.
That is just becoming an issue for the Parisians in our daily life.
The French government is stepping in to try and fix the situation as the city prepared to host the Olympics next summer. The prime minister has called for a special meeting on how to control this crisis.
It'll be a big problem with the Olympics coming. Toyota is hiring for its plant in Randolph County and bringing an electric car battery facility to the Triad area. It is expected to create more than 2,000 new jobs. Several positions are already posted on Toyota's website. The average salary is more than $62,000 a year. The site is a 20 to 30 minute drive from Siler City and Pittsburgh and just under an hour from Durham.
Work on a new park in Cumberland County will get started today. A groundbreaking ceremony is planned for Historic Heritage Park. That's in Hope Mills. The historic site of a historic mill on Lakeview Road will be redeveloped into a passive park. It'll include nature trails, a kayak and canoe launch, interpretive signs, and an open lawn space for events. The groundbreaking is happening at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
The 2023 Mighty Give Back Benefit Concert at Red Hat Amphitheater is just one day away now. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit will headline this year's concert. It's organized by Band Together to help people in the Triangle area find affordable housing. The show is tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30. WRL and Fox 50 are proud sponsors, and you can find details on WRL.com. Just search Band Together.
All right, meteorologist Anthony Baglione standing by. All quiet for now, Anthony, but we could see some rain on the radar later today into tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think as we're planning here, Michelle, for our Friday, this is not going to be a big-time rainmaker for all of us. It's just going to be pretty inconvenient timing as we go through the next couple of hours into this afternoon and evening. Let's talk about what we're seeing right now on radar. There are a few very light areas showing up at this point down to our southern counties, places like Clinton, Fayetteville. This is where the bulk of this focus is actually already this morning. There is Clinton right there. You can see this heavier batch stretching down to the south. This is really kind of pushing up to Fayetteville along I-95. Going to be a pretty wet drive here over the next hour or so. There's a look at the camera this morning, Clinton. You can see, of course, those roads are wet. We've seen this coming down pretty heavily. Other spots in our viewing area, though, around most of the triangle, just nice and dry. So it's just very dependent on your location. We're at 71 still, though, there in Clinton, 65 in Raleigh and Durham, 59 our cool spot in Roxbury. Feeling pretty mild for us this morning. We start to see the cold front, though, pushing in. That's going to spark the big changes for this weekend. That chillier air that's on the way, this is kind of ahead of that front. We have some lift in the atmosphere. There's 8 o'clock this morning. Futurecast kind of missing a little bit of that shower activity to start off. Lunchtime, though, we see a few batches, and then even into this afternoon and evening. Fairly sporadic coverage, but it's enough where I would still keep the umbrella handy today as you're headed out planning for your Friday. Into the Friday night football time frame, if you're headed out this evening, maybe going to dinner or just enjoying your Friday, I think most of this should be out of here. The night itself should be pretty quiet before another chance tomorrow morning. We're at 78 here in Raleigh, 80 in Goldsboro, 80 degrees in Clinton, 76 in South Hill as we go through today. Then we head into our Friday night football time frame. Again, an isolated shower to start off, but it's looking pretty good for most of the games. Upper 60s there by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock as you're headed home, so should be on the whole pretty good. There is where we are headed, though. Some big time changes this weekend. This cold front, as the name implies, going to bring some definitely chillier air the next couple of days. Our normal low temperature is 55, and these temperatures showing up right there, keep in mind, are morning temperatures. And so into tomorrow morning, waking up at 61, 45 Sunday morning, Monday morning, we're at 44, 52 on Tuesday, 51 Wednesday. So it looks like that cool pattern here will continue as we head into most of this weekend, if not beyond that. So fall lovers, I think, are going to really enjoy this forecast this weekend. Otherwise, we have Tropical Storm Philippe in the tropics there. This is moving very close to Bermuda. This is the 5 o'clock advisory. Winds are at 50 right now. No direct impacts for Bermuda and the United States at this point. There's where we head, though, 65 on Sunday. Guys, those temperatures in the morning are going to be a bit of a shock to the system. We're back in the upper 70s here by Wednesday of next week.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Anthony.
That looks great next week.
Yes, it does.
Is there trouble on the horizon for Taylor Swift? All new and next, why one NFL player is pleading for her to skip a game.
Oh, no.
Involving her rumored boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
And we'll also have a sneak peek at the candy you may be receiving if you are trick-or-treating in North Carolina.
.455 is the time right now on your Friday morning. A look down at Beaufort. Take it to the beach right here. It looks a little cloudy right there. We'll wait until the sun comes up, but we're going to get a lot more clouds today than we have seen this week. Temperatures hanging in there before the cool down hits us. There is a special request this morning ahead of the Kelce brothers NFL face-off. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's rumored boyfriend, plays for Kansas City Chiefs. His brother Jason plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason's teammate Darius Slay is publicly pleading for Taylor to sit one out for the upcoming sibling matchup. He spoke out on the Volume Sports podcast.
Taylor Swift, she might not miss a game this year. She might not. And it looked like they 2-0 with her. If we play her, when we play her, I know we play them home. Taylor, do not come to the game. Do not come to the game because you seem like you bring the energy of winning. So do not come to that game.
The Chiefs and Eagles play each other next month, by the way. Coming up this morning on Today, here's the exclusive interview with Donna Kelsey. She's the mom of Travis. Mama Kelsey will be live in Studio 1A right after WRL News at 6.
T-Swift is a good luck charm, right?
They haven't lost yet.
I know. All right, well, Halloween is right around the corner, and new research shows what candies are tops around the country. Here in North Carolina, M&M's earn the top spot in a new report from candystore.com. The site looks at bulk candy sales to determine the favorite candies for each state. M&M's were only the second most favorite candy nationwide. Top spot, of course, Reese's Cups. That always gets the top spot. I mean, who doesn't love a Reese's?
It was this state's top spot last year.
Now and it's M&M's.
But it switched.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, M&M's are easy. It just, you know, take a few and...
They're good.
They're also, very good, yeah.
I can't turn down a peanut butter cup, though.
No, I can't either.
Ever. Next at 5, what we are learning about the Biden administration's decision to clear the path to build a new section of the border wall in South Texas.
And a bear on a boat will explain where this happened and what folks did that were nearby.
Hello.
Yeah.
Johnston County Social Services Board prepares for a special meeting that is set for this morning. And we take a look at the investigation that is claiming a young child sexually assaulted in an office at that department.